we're going to turn it up. When we thank the Father, when we're going to turn it up, when we get back on the call and listen to what the word, you're going to turn it up when you share this word with someone today, and you're going to help them, you're going to enrich, enhance, and empower them. We're going to turn it up in our praise and worship. We're going to turn it up in our prayer time. We're going to turn it up when we look at Father for guidance today. Amen. We're going to go before the Lord in prayer, and we're going to go before the Lord in prayer, and then we're going to pass it over to the host. Good morning, Father God. We don't take it lightly that you woke us up this morning. We realize that it is a gift of pleasure, and we will use it in divine purpose to let folks know the mighty God that you are. Father God, we ask you to enhance the listeners. We ask you to enhance the word that's going to come forth. Father God, we ask that you clear out any kind of disturbance that might be in us, on us, or upon us so that we can hear the word that's going to come forth. There will be no distractions, Slewfoot. There's nothing that you can do with this call that's going to interfere with anything. So we are so excited about the word. We are so excited to, and we ask that the word, or that the giver of the word, go ahead and enrich us this morning. And this prayer is in our brother's name, Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Host, you can have it.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Bonita. Can you hear me?
I can hear you real fine.
Thank you so much. Thank you for tagging this day, Turn It Up Tuesday. And definitely we will turn up our praise and our worship to our Lord. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I am greeting you from Southern California, and I welcome each one of you to the Master's Call. Again, thank you, Minister Bonita, for seating us and greeting us and opening us up in prayer. Thank you for serving us in excellence, and have an amazing day. And see, this, the Master's Call, started back on October the 25th of 2010. We are approaching our, what, 9th year here on the Master's Call. Wow, wow, wow. And we are less than 1 month away from our celebration, right? And so as you dial in, your life is enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day. This platform would not be here if it was not for our two phenomenal and blessed co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And I thank God for their yes, because it allows us to dial into this platform each and every single day. If you are joining us for the first time, we welcome you, and we say that you are not late. You have not missed anything. Why? Because this call has a website that you can go to at any time of the day. That is www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. And many of you have been asking, wow, how did you get to be a part of the Master's Call? How did you get to be a greeter? And how did you host the call like I'm doing right now? Or how do I get to participate in singing praise and worship? How can I be a part of the Master's Call? Well, I am so glad that you asked. I invite you to send an email to info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. It's that simple to do. So, immediately following this call, each and every day, we have the opportunity to head over to the new morning motivational call. And see, Artist Life is the platform. It's the thread that knitted us all together here on the Master's Call. Well, at least most of us have connected because of Artist Life. And so Artist Life is a phenomenal health and wellness company that started over 30 years ago by the Diaz de Leon family. And so today is Presidential Tuesday, and Apostle Edith Wells is going to be the host on that call today. And so we invite you to dial in to 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-POUND, and that's immediately following this call. Well, it's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord, And so our speaker for this morning, she's no stranger to this call. She definitely is a woman who serves in excellence. She is a kingdom builder. She is a world changer. She is currently preparing for her prophet ordination, which will be coming up on next month. She is the mother of Christopher, who is doing great things in every single area that God has allowed him to enter into in this season. And definitely this woman has been bringing us a powerful, powerful series. I don't know which direction she's going in today, but the next voice that you will hear will be none other than a kind, anointed, intelligent, and loving woman of God, Minister Kai Brown. Are you out there this morning? Minister Kai, are you there?
Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
I hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. First, let me say thank you, Minister Tiffany, for hosting us with such Jesus joy. And again, just want to thank the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for their yes to the master, for their willingness to be obedient when he called them to start this call. And of course, we give all praise, all glory, and all honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we're just going to start, pick up where we left off when we last were together. We were dealing with the topic of preach God's promises and not your pain. We talked about some of the promises of God, and we touched on two practical steps to help us in the process of preaching God's promises and not your pain. So today we're going to pick up with some more practical steps, and we're just going to allow the Lord to take us where he takes us on this journey because we trust him. So the third step is we must take action when we hear God's voice. That means we must be willing to receive the instructions while we are yet in pain. We must be willing to act on what God is guiding us to do in spite of how we feel. Now, this step follows after we pray and listen and receive God's guidance. So we can't, just say, okay, we haven't prayed, we haven't listened, we haven't sought him, and yet expect to receive guidance. So see, if we're paying attention, each of these steps follow one to another. So we've prayed and we've listened and he's guiding us. If you feel God is guiding you and telling you something, take action on it immediately, because delayed obedience is disobedience. That means we don't sit around debating with God, because if we know his voice, then we listen. We don't debate with him. We don't sit around because we thought it would come one way and it comes a different way. And we wanted him to lead us a certain type of way, but he did something else. Matthew 7:21 tells us, "Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." The issue here is to do what God says. Now, a question we need to ask ourselves is, do we know the voice of our Father? Take a minute here to be completely honest with yourself, see, because God already knows the answer. But it's time for some honest communications with ourselves. So if the answer to the question is yes, then put into action immediately what God is telling you to do, what you feel the unction of the Holy Spirit leading you to do. You know, if God is saying, daughter, do this, then do it. There need not be a delay. Now, if the answer to that question is no, then we need to spend some more time getting to know God's voice. we need to spend some more time on step two, and that's building that relationship with God. He is waiting to give us the desires of our heart if we delight ourselves in him. Psalms 119 and 105 states, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. If the answer was no, then spend more time in his word getting to know him, and he will illuminate your path. See, God desires to give us his good things, but we've got to know what those good things are, and that comes from knowing the promise. That comes from understanding the relationship. That comes from being obedient, not in our time, but in God's time. That comes from what we will call the fourth step, that comes from trusting God. So step four is to trust God. Now I know, oh yeah, we trust God. But if we trust him, why are we sitting around worrying about what our situations and circumstances look like? That means that in spite of what it looks like, feels like, sounds like, or appears to be, we believe what God has said about it. Proverbs 3 and 5 tells us, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. See, our understanding can be flawed. It can be off. It can be defective. But God's truth does not change. Psalms 37 and 5 says, commit your ways to the Lord. Trust him and he will act. See, trust requires that relationship. Trust comes from seeing that what someone says is true, that the person means what they say and says what they mean. We can trust God because his word never changes. We can trust him because he changes not. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And to top it off, he doesn't play favorites. See, God is no respecter of persons. Acts 10 and 34 says, then Peter opened his mouth and said, of the truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of person. See, in his word, he tells us that we are to trust him with all our hearts, that he changes not, that he is not a respecter of person. So if he did it for me, he'll do it for you. We just have to trust that his word is true. We have to trust that the word of God is true. We have to make sure that as we are walking out his Jeremiah 29:11 plan for our lives, that we are trusting him to do exactly what he said he would do. See, if we don't trust him, if we don't believe that what he said is true, how then can he act on his word? See, we've got to make sure that we trust and believe what God says. And I get it, sometimes that's hard. Sometimes the situation looks so dire, and sometimes things are so bad that trusting God gets hard. And so we lean even further into him, knowing that he's going to do what he says. And his word tells us, I will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory by and through Christ Jesus. So even in those dark times, we've got to trust and believe that that's true. We've got to be willing to trust God so that we can speak to those mountains. Or so that we can speak to the enemy when he is tempting us. See, Jesus spoke the word of God back to the enemy when he was being tempted. Because he trusted that the Father would sustain him no matter what. He trusted that God was true and every man was a liar. So the fourth step is to trust in the Lord with all of our heart. And understand that our understanding is flawed. And that's why he tells us to lean not to our own understanding. Either you trust him or you don't. And if you don't, then again, back to relationship building with him. Because the more time you spend building that relationship, spending time in prayer and reading your word and just building that relationship, the trust comes easier. The trust becomes not an issue. Because you will see him show up and do exactly what he says he was going to do. So step five in the process of preaching God's word or getting to the point where you can preach God's promises and not your pain, that fifth step is to flex your faith muscle. Now, this step is definitely built on step four, trusting him. If we do not trust God, then having faith is impossible. Don't stress yourself out because God has not revealed the whole plan to you at first. The insights you receive may only show one step at a time, may show the next step you have to take. But once you've taken that step, the following steps will appear in front of you. Even though there is a power in your house, the light doesn't turn on until you have flipped the switch to harness that power. God's power is available and waiting for us to remember to flip the switch by building your relationship with him and increasing your faith. See, that's flexing that faith muscle. I know we can all probably quote 3, 4, 5 faith scriptures without any problems, but are we living them? Are we truly walking those faith scriptures out? Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, that could be a whole nother message, but we are going to stay focused on preaching God's promises and not our pain. But we can't preach those promises if we don't have faith that God is going to do what he says and that those promises are true. So even in the midst of the storm, we must continue to preach God's promises and not our pain. Hebrews 11:6 tells us, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. God is not pleased if we're walking around in disbelief. The word says it is impossible without faith. It is impossible to please him. You know, cabinet members and different politicians go around saying, I serve at the pleasure of the president. See, but I serve at the pleasure of the Lord. So we have to make sure that what we are doing is pleasing in his sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. So stop looking at your circumstances, because that's the tool the enemy uses to throw us off track, to get us to lose sight of what God is showing us. Knowing these scriptures and living them are two different things. Now, I don't want anyone to get me wrong. Flexing that faith muscle is not easy. It requires that we grow strong in the Lord. In earnest, it requires that we go through some things. And in spite of those things, we preach God's promise and not our pain. See, flexing that faith muscle requires that we stand in the storm and trust God anyway. It requires that in spite of how we're feeling, see, because your feelings can distort your faith. See, if we truly have faith and we're flexing that faith muscle, then in spite of how we feel, we do what God says. So we have to make sure that we are walking through the process according to God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan. Nobody said that this journey or this walk was going to be easy. But we have to know that we know that we know that God has it under control. We have to make sure that, like in step three, we take action on the voice of God, on the things that we're hearing. And step four, we trust that God is doing what he said he was going to do. So that in step five, we can flex that faith muscle. As we continue to preach God's promises and not our pain. Minister Tiffany, back to you.
Amen, amen, amen. What a dynamic series, Minister Kai. Thank you so much for blessing us this morning and encouraging us and guiding us and giving us the tools that we need to preach God's promises and not our pain. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for this day. But at this time, let us pray over our prayer request at this time. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you, God, for Minister Roslyn and for Minister Bonita and for Minister Kai and for those who serve this platform each and every single day, Father. We say, fill them up until they overflow. Father, we just thank you for what you have allowed to go forth this morning, Father. Your kingdom come, your will be done in us, oh God. If there's anything in us that is not like you, Father, we ask that you would remove it right now. Align us in your pathways that you would have for us to go. Order our steps, God. Guide us, lead us, Father, that we will be able to fulfill your kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. And so this morning we lift up Artist Life to you. We lift up the Diaz de Leon family. We lift up every single distributor in Artist Life, past, present, and future, oh God. We ask that you would operate and orchestrate in them the things that you would have them to do in this day, Father. Father, we thank you for those who are in the Bahamas, Father, that you have protected, Father. And we just pray for comfort and for peace and for rest for those who are still looking for loved ones or who have no idea, Father. I pray that they will just rest in you and that they will trust you even through this process and this painful time in their lives, Father, that they will stand on the promises that you have and know that if they just trust and believe in you, that it will be okay. And so, Father, for everyone that stands in need of finances, Father, you are the provider. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that they will trust you and not allow the situation to be bigger than who you are, because you are a great God. You are a mighty God. You are an awesome God, Father. And we know that you can and will do whatever it is that we need you to, for you know our needs and you know our desires. So I speak healing today. I speak peace today. I speak rest today. I speak comfort today. And we just thank you for each and every single thing that you have done. And we thank you for allowing us to wake up into a new day, Father. Continue to bless our children as they go to and saturate their classrooms right now in these things and all things I ask in Jesus' name. And we pray right now, amen, amen, and amen. So we would like to thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To hear the replay of this call, please dial 712-432-1085. Use the access code 957-677-POUND. We'll be headed over to the new morning motivational call. That number is 712-770-4005. The access code there is 294-617-POUND. Again, thank you, Minister Rosalind Peters, for ushering us into the presence of God in worship. Thank you, Minister Bonita, for seating us and greeting us this morning and giving us our tag for the day, Turn Up Tuesday. And Minister Kai, thank you so much for a dynamic series. And I'm going to ask that you would come to the line and give us our benediction for this day.
Thank you, beautiful songbird, for hosting with such Jesus joy. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we just want to thank you for yet again allowing us to come here today and hear a word from you. Father, as we leave this call, but never ever your presence, we want to make sure that we give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor that is due you. It is in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.